You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Best bits of the week with Morgan.
It's listener Q&A time.
Where Morgan and a show member answer almost all your questions.
All right, Ray, I know you haven't been on in a little bit. So now how we start these is we start with some shout outs. Ashley said, Season is my favorite. He's hilarious and the Sam content is fire. Well, she did the emoji, but you know, I can't do that. And Kayla from Tennessee said, you are low-key the funniest on the show.
Oh, Kayla's nice. Thanks, Kayla.
Well, Ashley's was nice too.
Oh, yeah,
She said you were her favorite.
Wow.
You didn't hear it, did you?
Not really.
Okay. we're gonna start doing some questions now. Bethany in Florida would like to know what happened to the Big Brother dream.
Yeah, sometimes you got to give up on some dreams. I mean, wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, too. Gave up on that. Wanted to be an NBA basketball player. Gave up on that. Not giving up. Pivoting. Pivoted.
So are you pivoted for good, or are you still a little door cracked open in case?
Nah. I mean, let's be real. I've said it before. If you get on the show, we make more money at anybody. It doesn't matter your job. You make more money than people get a stipend on Big Brother. I've crunched the numbers. I've looked it up. You get free food, but guess what? We can all afford food.
So you're saying you make more money by staying in this job than going to do that?
Correct. Unless you win the show. If you win the show, yeah, you're going to get, then they've upped it. I believe it's now $750,000. But that's very rare. I mean, you have less than a 5% chance to win the show. And Beza really doesn't want me doing it. She doesn't want me to go for 3 months.
I didn't realize you had to be gone for 3 months.
Yeah. It's a long time to be away from friends, family. Baser in her appointments, my cat, house stuff. I'm just going to leave my family for 3 months. It's tough.
Yeah.
Military, shout out. I have no idea how you guys do it.
So you're at the point in your life where Big Brother is just no longer the dream. What is the new dream?
New dream, I mean, living it right now. Every day, you know, driving to the country and then coming back into the city every weekday. That's the dream.
No.
That's the dream.
I hope Bay hears just that one clip.
Yeah.
Because that will make her, like, cry of tears of happiness.
But then, you know, there's other stuff. There's other companies and ideas maybe that I would want to be successful, or family to move near me, stuff like that. That's more of a dream. It's not money or fame driven.
Look at you growing up.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd see the day, Ray.
Yeah.
You know, like 5 years ago, you were getting kicked out of Jason Aldean's bar, and now here you are. You're like, the dream is living in the country with my wife.
Got kicked out of a lot of one. The one I will not get kicked out of is Garso, because I would get in so much trouble.
Yeah, you can't be wreaking havoc there.
No, because my father-in-law, dad, Phil, was one of the builders of the bar. And then, yeah, if I got kicked out, it would be terrible. Get right back to Garth. Garso dear friend of the family, not necessarily a me. But I didn't even know
he wouldn't
me.
Be proud.
He would, in a far distant way, he would not be proud of me.
Okay. Adam in Nebraska wants to know your plans. And that may go with kind of what you're just talking about, plans after Bobby Bones Show, if there are plans.
Yeah, you got to think Bobby Bones Show does have a shelf life. Sometimes when you have a couple of beers on the patio in the country, you think you got to think of your mortality as a career as well. And I could always, yeah, I could always go work. I would hope I could work for Garth, work at his bar.
What would you do?
Bartender.
Bartender?
Yeah.
You know, we were having this conversation. This is a little behind the scenes. Ray was talking about, I'm going to go be a bouncer at Garth's bar. I was like, I think you should be more of a bartender. Is that why you've changed that answer now?
Maybe. And then also, he has people that work on his property. I could easily work for my father-in-law on his property. So I could pivot and do that. You don't necessarily have to do microphone and TV. I've done working with my hands before. I could do it again.
Like, do you feel like that'd be something you'd be happy with if you transitioned to that at
yeah,
any point?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just like, how many times can you answer, you know, what year was it? Or what's another game we do?
Easy trivia.
Easy. I don't play it, though. Dang it.
I know. Masterpiece Theater.
Thank you. I mean, how many times can I do Masterpiece Theater? You know, at some point, you're like, would I have another job before? I mean, Lunch is into his 40s. Bones is into his 40s. I mean, radio might just be their thing. Me, late 30s, I could pivot into a TV thing. I could.
Do you see yourself, like, say the show doesn't end, but do you see yourself at any point in time just no longer doing it?
No,
even if the show doesn't end?
I believe I would keep doing it. It's a great job. But.
So you would do it until its end.
But, yes. But, I mean, some people just don't see that sometimes when we're beating our heads into the wall and they go, what? You have the best job in the world. And you're like, but I just worked 16-hour days and I stared at a computer for 16 of them.
Yeah, you do look at you, like, specifically. I can relate because I'm also on my computer, but yours is a giant monitor that's right in your face.
And it will be nice to move to the new building. We have sunlight. Sometimes in here in the bomb shelter, we don't leave it for 14 hours. And some of us just walk outside and years of our lives have just flown by.
We're like little vampires.
Yes. I didn't even know the eclipse. I thought, didn't know if it happened. I didn't know if the world ended. And you can't hear anything in this building.
You're like, we're like end times over here is the way Ray's talking. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. There were a lot of versions of this question, so I'm summarizing into one. How does it feel to be in the presence of Sam Hunt? Matthew and Elle would like to know.
Yeah, it's cool. I partied in Vegas with him a year ago. What did we do? We did the show at Bridgestone. I partied with him backstage, did the shot with him, and then hung out in the studio for a brief second. Then I did a little bit of the interview on the Bobby Bones Show. It was awesome. I mean, I mean now he's settled down. He's a family man.
It sounds like you're settled down in that same phase of life. You guys are growing up together.
Right. And I mean, his songs are still banging. He's still rocking it. But I wish I could have just a little bit of that Sam with the aura back in the day where people were flipping tables and venues were busting at the seams. A little bit of that, because he's more chill now. And won't you admit now he's a little bit more buttoned up with how he dresses? It's semi-changed
a little
bit.
Well, I just think fashion trends have changed, though.
I know, but he used to come in all camo. I believe he'd have a chain on.
Oh, so you want Sam to be a little bit more dirty hot.
Yeah, not hot.
Well, but that's just, but that's a way of explaining. Like a little bit more
swag.
Edgy, a little bit, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, we can say swag.
Yeah, so it better drip. But, I mean, that we all change styles and stuff like that. But
I mean, you're not wearing the long shirts anymore.
I know. And I even posted a picture. I said 6 years ago, I was wearing those long shirts right with Sam.
I feel privileged to know that I knew you when you wore the long shirts. I was around when that was happening.
But yeah, it was cool. It was great. I mean, I wouldn't say it was everything I thought it was going to be. The party, the thing in Vegas, all that. It's perfect. I don't want it to progress to where I'm actually like, if we ever did have a relationship that evolved into something, then that's fine. If it doesn't, I'm fine with the surface level. It's funny. It's great. He's a cool dude.
Okay. You're enjoying life as it comes.
Yeah. I mean, let's say, I mean, the Vegas, the Nashville, the this, it seems like we're hanging out more now.
All right. Well, Kelly from Florida would like to know your favorite interaction you've had with him. You just listed some of them, but what's your most favorite?
I would have to say on the east side of Nashville, I'd put up a little carousel on Instagram. It was 2014 or 2015, and it was just I went to this random song release, and I go to Baser at the time. I go, hey, you want to go to the Sam Hunt song release? And she goes, yeah. And we went there, and I got to see him, chill with him. He was performing just in the back of some random-ass building, and it was so cool. It was cool. Nobody else from the show went. I just went, got to really see him. I mean, at the height of his career, nobody knew he was in the backyard, and it was awesome.
Was that your first interaction with him or no?
So that the there was the backyard in Music Row. That was our first interaction. The second one was East Nashville. I mean, just you had people, tourists
What's
walking around.
What's with this man in backyards?
Well, I mean, you know when they do their song releases?
Yeah.
They always go to kind of, they try to make it somebody's backyard or they try to make it a cool place.
Yeah.
It just happened both times to be somebody's backyard. But we were doing it, dude, and it was so cool. It was great. It was really cool. And I was glad that I went to that one because there's so many that you and me pass up.
Yeah.
I mean, we get 10 emails a day of things to go to, and I just happened to decide to go to it, and it was so worth it. I got a picture and posted it.
Do you feel like that's kind of where your love started? Maybe not the first time, but like the second time really solidified that you're like, this guy is awesome.
Yeah, and I would say his music is what I heard first, and then I met the dude, and I go, oh my gosh, are you kidding? Like, this guy's going to be huge. Just because he
had fascination with him, it sounds like.
Yeah. And he was. He blew up just as much as I thought he was going to. Then he went away. He kind of did the Garth Brooks thing. He went away from music. And now he's coming back with bangers. Yeah. Outskirts is great. The country. His one song is literally my life right now. Country.
Locked Up. Is that your life right now?
Country
that's
House.
That's his new song.
He has another one, Country House.
Got it. I was like, Locked Up is the one that's like out right now. And I was really confused. Okay. Well, speaking of massive stars, Jess from Wisconsin wants to know how it feels to have Bay's dad as a reality TV star on Garth's show.
Yeah, we watch it every Thursday, Amazon Prime, shameless plug. It is called Friends in Low Places. And they did a great job because they put up the billboards. There's like three around town. I drive around the whole city. And they advertise for his bar, but they're also in a way advertising for the show because it's the same picture that they use on Amazon Prime. Show's great. Her dad's
a smart man.
Yeah. It all worked together. The bar opened the same time the show came out and all that. It's crazy seeing my father-in-law with his hands dirty actually building the bar because I just got to hear about it. Oh, I'm going to the bar. And he builds the bar. It's insane.
Is he a big part of this? I haven't watched yet. Is he a big part of this reality show?
Yeah, he's on it a lot. And they did even some cool stuff where they showed a picture of him as a firefighter. They did some personal interviews about his relationship with Garth. It's just so great. Yeah, I mean,
so you have a reality TV star in the family, and you know, Big Brother didn't work out for you, but
yeah,
this is working out for your father-in-law.
I'm supportive. I love it. I text him. He doesn't care. He didn't even want to do the show at first.
Well, yeah, he's probably like, I'm just doing my job.
No, Garth asked him, and he goes, nah, I don't do stuff like that. But he did it, you know. And
aww.
Yeah, because I mean, he probably knew that Garth wanted him to do it, but he's great on it because he doesn't talk a lot, and it's just him. It's him building the bar, and then what was I gonna say? People have been taking pictures on Baser found it on Twitter on X. Some random people take pictures and be like, oh, there's Gary and post it on Twitter. And he's never been on social media.
So it's like, that's my dad.
Yeah. And then he was on Studio G with Garth.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have now started saying it. Just that's funny.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, reality TV store. So check out Friends in Low Places on Amazon. Right?
I think somebody asked him for his autograph and he had no idea what was going on.
He's like, why do you want my autograph?
It was either a picture or an autograph. But yeah, Amazon Prime.
Okay, well, go check that out. We'll be right back. We got just two more questions. Natasha from Texas wants to know if we've ever gone out to brunch together.
You and me?
Yeah, because you and I both brunch. But you brunch hard.
I don't.
Maybe not as much now since you moved to the country.
We'll still go do a brunch if we're chilling, and then we decide to hit up Justin and maybe go do one, and then it turns into an all-day thing on Broadway, and we
see?
Go.
See? You go hard.
Once a month.
I don't think I've gone that hard for like a brunch in, gosh, I don't know, 6 months at least.
Brunch turns into Midtown, then we went Broadway, then we went back to Midtown. It's one of those.
Okay, I repeat, you go hard.
Have we ever brunched? I was trying to think iHeart or a, but it's just, I don't travel with the show just because I got to run the board and stuff and the computer. Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, you and me would have brunched in Vegas or in Austin, but we just have never gone on those trips together.
No. And we like genuinely, your wife and I message on Instagram a lot and we have tried multiple times to like hang out and we kind of are always ships crossing in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Especially too, sometimes I'll actually be out when you guys are and I'll try and meet up and you guys are going home at the time I'm coming out.
See, there you go. And it's the same thing. There's another local guy named McKitty. And yeah, he always comes out when we're going in.
We have like the three time frames covered. Yes. You guys are like beginning to like afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Then I start to come out afternoon into the early evening. And McKitty's like early evening until the next day.
Yes. That's the best way to put it.
Three different time frames. Okay, last one. His Instagram handle is Big Peso. I'm not sure what his name is. So that's what we're rolling with. He wants an update on the 23 eggs. How are they? What's the situation like?
Yeah, I don't know how into this I want to get. I had to go, like, I don't know. I had to go do some stuff, and they said we're good to go. I mean, if we wanted to have kids.
Okay, so you guys are at the point where now you could just go for it.
Yeah, but, I mean, it sounds so good to just get a 17-year-old in high school at, you know, teach him a couple things and then send him off to college.
Just like 1 year, right? Are you guys talking about that also as an option of adopting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But, I mean, we still got the egg. We paid. It's kind of expensive. I think it's $500 a year. That's not bad. Because you can, you know, women's biological clock is always ticking. And so there's that chance that you could never have kids. But, yeah, she wisely froze them. At the perfect time. So, yeah, we would need a surrogate. I mean, surrogates are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars unless you get a family member.
Do you have any family members that I've, like, 100% been like, just call me, I'll do it?
I believe my sister said, and then a cousin, Amber, said she was our wedding planner. They've said yes, but it's also, you know, it's kind of an obligation. They have jobs and stuff, so it's like, really, can you take out a year of your life? But yeah. Then, we went and had the consultation at Vanderbilt, and the dude go like, yeah, it's $100,000. I don't have that sitting around.
$100,000 for a surrogate.
For a surrogate. Like what Kim K did or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, the chick like live with you?
I mean, I 100% understand it, right? Because it's their body, their life, everything. But that's so much money.
Yeah, that's how much it is. When I was signing all the documents, because they tested me and just said, yeah, you guys can definitely have kids. And her eggs, 23 eggs, rocking, good to go.
Like they were testing you to see how yours were?
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we haven't like created the embryo or whatever it's called.
Yeah, you just have the eggs. They're still chilling, hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the update. There's no update.
No, it's kind of an update, though.
Update.
That you went and got like checked.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That you're talking about it, having conversations.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all for us, y'all. Raymundo, thank you for coming back on. The people missed you.
It was good to be
back.
We're
glad to have you.
Yes, thank you.
Tell the people where they can hear you, find you, all that good stuff.
At Sizzin Raymundo, Twitter, X, Instagram. I may be deleting them all soon, so check out those
what?
Now. I'm just kidding.
What? Like the random comments, Ray, always get me.
And then YouTube, please. Sore Losers, check us out on YouTube and also the podcast. Me and Lunchbox do it, Sore Losers Podcast, until we cancel that.
Okay, they're not canceling it. Like, you're just clickbait. This is why you're clickbait, Ray. All right, I'm at Web Girl Morgan on all the things. And, of course, you can follow the show at Bobby Bone Show. Thanks again, Ray. We'll see y'all next time.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bone Show.
And follow at Web Girl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody.
and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.